want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our territory to the world. This gang of globalists used to scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is employed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With new and increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support immune system. Supertrol is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off and your one's fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make yours count. Do you like right taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not an agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit esparassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, present, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to free from the IRS. Escapeharass.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to Bob Tegan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tegan.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh, I'm not Bob Tegan. I'm Steve Starr is riding in here for Bob. And as promised, we have our guest, Mark Passio, coming up to speak with us. And I'll get to him in just a second, just to let you know very briefly. And he'll be telling you about his show tomorrow night, running at the same time, same station. Mark is now doing a show on the end. And we're going to, you know, just throw it open and let him talk about what's on his mind, what he's interested in. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am, Steve. Thanks so much for bringing me on.
Hey, our pleasure as usual. So, the show is tomorrow night, start the same time that Bobbio runs. At, that would be 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 Pacific for 3 hours right here on RBN, right?
That's correct.
Good. Well, I got that part right anyway. So, what's on the show or what do you have on mind to alert the listeners to in advance about what you're doing?
Well, I'm going to get into some pretty heavy psychological material tomorrow. You know, my show is a lot different than a lot of other shows on the air because what I'm really trying to do, the show is called What on Earth is Happening? Without a question mark. It's not posed as a question. The purpose of the show is for me to lay out, you know, what exactly is going on in the world. And that from a perspective not of necessarily just daily events or happenings, but in fact, what's going on underneath the surface when it comes to the psyche of human beings. I do this to try to get at the root psychological causal factors of the problem in consciousness that humanity is experiencing. Because only when we treat the when we actually go to the cause of the problem and treat it from there, not treat it from the level of symptoms. The symptoms are the events that play out in our world that have already manifested. You can't solve a problem from that level of consciousness. You have to go down to the causal factors in mind, in the human psyche. And until you understand those root psychological causal factors, you're not going to be in an empowered position to affect change in the manifested reality. So that's what this show is all about. It's about getting to those root causal factors that often many people completely miss or dismiss, or they just go right over their head because they don't have enough knowledge about psychology. They don't have enough knowledge about what's going on in the subconscious mind. They've never really looked into those details or looked into those topics or subjects, and they don't think they're as important as current events or world happenings, when in fact, they're the very thing that underlies everything that happens in our world. So, starting tomorrow, I'm going to be getting into a topic that very few researchers or people in the freedom movement have ever even talked about. And it's what I consider to be the root psychological condition that underlies the entire human condition. And before I get in to tell you what that is, let me just try to preface this by talking about the things that are actual symptoms of this condition. So when we look at the world and we look at what's going on and we look at, you know, people don't want to pay attention to what's going on. They don't want to acknowledge the evil that is all around us. They don't want to acknowledge the loss of freedom. They don't want to acknowledge the police state measures. They want to stay in this comfortable state of willful ignorance, what many have called cognitive dissonance. You know, it's holding one idea about how the world is in your mind while clearly the evidence is completely to the contrary. And that evidence, you could even see it with your own eyes. It's completely to the contrary of what you're saying the world is like. Many psychologists have called this cognitive dissonance. This is a term that a lot of the alternative research community has picked up on and run with. But, you know, it's not really a real comfortable state. It's something that people really have to work at. They have to work hard to stay in that state of pure ignorance. They have to work hard to willfully deny and ignore the truth. So that level of willful ignorance, it's really what's holding the world in the condition that it's in, and it's what we're battling against as truth seekers and truth speakers. So, you know, we look at that willful ignorance and we think, well, that's it. That's the bottom psychological factor. That's the root cause of this condition. But it's not. That's just another symptom. That's just something that we want to treat and rectify, but we don't really deeply understand enough about why people are in that state of willful ignorance. What makes them want to stay in a state of willful ignorance? So then if we look deeper at the reasons that people want to stay in willful ignorance, it's because with knowledge comes personal responsibility. Invariably, if you have a lot of knowledge and you know what's going on, that immediately places you in a position of moral responsibility to act. So one of the reasons that people are staying willfully ignorant is they don't want that personal responsibility to have to take things into their own hands and change things, okay? They don't want that level of responsibility. So this is the psychological condition that's one step beneath that willful ignorance, that fear of owning your own personal responsibility, okay? Now, something else creates that, though, right? So it seems like it's an endless rabbit hole that we could go down of these psychological factors, these psychological conditions, often that happen very early on in life or even in early childhood. And really, that's what we're really getting to. We're trying to go back, trace back the conditions in mind which have led to people acting, behaving the way that they do in the world. So when we look at why people don't want personal responsibility, well, that's... we're likening them to a child. Children don't want personal responsibility. They want to stay responsibility-free forever if they could. You know, part of the growing up process, the maturing process, the becoming a true adult process is, you know, staying into your responsibilities. And that simply means your ability to respond in any given situation in an appropriate way, in a way that will, help you and others around you and put you in a better position to understand what's going on and to deal with it. That's what responsibility is all about in a nutshell. So, you know, when we look at why don't people want that? Why do they want other people to take care of them? Why do they want to hand their personal responsibility off as if that can be done? You know, that's an illusion. It really can't even be done. You know, you can't give your personal responsibility away. You can only claim that you're doing that. You can only make the claim that somebody else is responsible for me. That will never make it true in reality. But people want to claim that because they want to stay psychological children. Now, why is that? Why do people want to stay psychologically immature and stay in a position of no responsibility and will never step into that position of being morally responsible for their own behavior, okay, and knowing what's going on around them? Well, if we look at that psychological state of denial and that psychological state of wanting to transfer the responsibility to somebody else, we come down to another condition. And this is something that a lot of people will have a hard time with, because they won't want to admit it. They won't want to admit that this is where a lot of people are at in their mind. And that's in a state of self-loathing. When you say that to people, that most of the people of Earth, most human beings are in a psychological state of self-loathing, a lot of people get very upset. They don't want to hear that. They get upset with the person who's trying to tell them that the only reason anybody could stay in a position of willful ignorance or the fear of stepping into their personal adult, you know, role of being a responsible adult and wanting to stay a psychological child is because they ultimately, deep down inside, they don't like themselves. They have self-loathing issues. But that's still not the bottom of the rabbit hole. Okay, so yeah. This self-loathing comes from the lack of self-respect. They don't really, they've never really stepped into a true state of self-esteem or self-respect. And so they have these self-loathing issues that they've never dealt with. Now, why are they in that state of self-loathing? I'll get to that on the other side of the break.
Yeah, hang with us. Another segment here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Mark Passio will continue right after these messages, friends.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in ExtendoVite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take ExtendoVite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back, everybody. To the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr is writing in for Bob here, and we have Mark Passio. If you listen to the last segment, it was quite good, and Mark is going to continue on that. Now, let me see if I got the steps here, because I actually write down things that you say when you... I've got the four pillars of Satanism right here as well. So we have self-loathing that leads to that kind of a childlike abandonment of responsibility, which leads to people as adults tuning out from their responsibility as they get older. And that's essentially a lot of what we have today, where people see all these things going on, but they're not taking any action or responsibility. They're in this state of avoidance. And I mean, that was kind of my own little summarized version of it, but you want to pick it up where you left off, Mark?
That's actually perfect. That's a perfect summary. That's exactly, what I laid out in the last segment. So, at the top level symptom, we have the people's willful ignorance, the vast majority of people. Underneath that, we had the fear of owning personal responsibility, because with knowledge comes responsibility. And then underneath that, you can only want to stay in that state of no personal responsibility if you have issues of self-loathing and lack of self-esteem, a lack of self-respect in general. Now, what creates in most people that self-loathing or that lack of self-respect? This almost invariably goes back to childhood issues, okay? And the issue that I'm going to be talking about in depth tomorrow and giving examples and actually doing a case study of a famous individual is parental abandonment issues. Now, let me just say that one more time, because this is so critically important to understand this psychological factor. Because if we're to understand the human condition and change it, okay, we have to understand the psychological dynamics that are driving human thought, because invariably what is manifested is driven by how people think. You cannot escape that conclusion. It is a 100% invariable logical truth that the things that manifest in our condition, in the conditions that we live in, have to be driven by behavior. And behavior is driven by how people think, what they hold in their mind, their thought patterns, okay? So parental abandonment issues lie at the core of the creation of the current human condition, okay? When people have been abused, neglected, or outright abandoned in some way by a parental figure, okay, they keep this trauma with them and often bury it into the subconscious mind. The role of the subconscious is to protect the conscious mind from the reliving of trauma, both emotional and physical. So if there's an emotional or physical trauma, okay, that's going to usually get buried in the subconscious, and the conscious mind's not going to bring it up to the conscious level and work with it and deal with it. It's like we're trying to put that baggage in the back seat, or we're trying to put that pot on the back burner, and yet the very thing that we need to do is drudge it up and bring it forward and bring it to the surface and work with that shadow material. Most people are completely loath to do that work. It's very hard and disturbing work. You have to confront things that you don't like. You have to confront things that you don't like about yourself and what issues put them there. So when we look at abandonment issues as a root cause of the human condition, one of the main proofs of this, and I would call it a proof, it's not just a an aspect that lends some credence to this theory, I would call it an outright proof, because what we do when that trauma of parental abandonment happens, we always go out and look for a proxy, something to fill in that gap, to fill in that hole, okay? And what people have used as that proxy is government. And this is why we're losing freedom, because so many people are in this state of willful ignorance due to the fear of owning personal responsibility and wanting to remain childlike, due to the fact that they have self-loathing issues and lack of self-respect, and that's due to the parental abandonment issues that they have experienced from either one or both parents. And let me stress, does not have to be physical abandonment. It can be psychological abandonment, spiritual abandonment. It can be, emotional abandonment. It can be that the parent was not there, they were there physically, but they were not there emotionally for the child, one or both parents. So just look at, as an example, the role that people want government to play or to fill in their lives.
Yeah. Now, ever increasing, isn't it?
That's it. They want government to be a parental figure. I mean, if you just look at the world and look at the people in it, this is self-evident. This is the self-evidential proof of this contention that abandonment issues lie at the core of the human condition. Okay? So just look at an extreme leftist, okay? What we might call in today's political system a Democrat, a liberal, a far left wing liberal, let's say, okay? What do they want government to be, Steve? What do they, the role that they want government to play, what do they think government should be?
Well, they think it should be an ultimate authority. They don't want to take any responsibility. They don't want freedom. They want somebody to tell them what to do, really.
Sure. Both sides of the political spectrum want that. But specifically the left, if you look at them, they want government to be the caretaker. They want it to be the provider. They want it to provide for people. So the people don't really take personal responsibility to provide for and care for themselves. This mother figure is doing it for them. See, the Democrat, the liberal, the left wing, okay, they want government to be the perpetual caretaker from cradle to grave, and they think government should act as our provider and our nurturer like a mother figure. So this is a latent motherly abandonment issue that's going on psychologically, because they're looking to have that role of mother fulfilled that was absent in some form or fashion for them. Now, if we look at the opposite side of the political spectrum or aisle, okay, we'll see the right wing, or the conservative, you know, the Republican aspect of things. Now, psychologically, what's going on there? What does a Republican slash conservative slash hardcore right winger, what do they want government usually to be?
Their servant. Or they're basically, they want to control that situation, or they want them to protect their own interests, right?
There it is. Protector, you said it. They want the government to be protector for them and their interests. So they want the government to keep them safe. They want it to basically go out and police the world in many cases, okay? They want it to take preemptive action and constantly keep them safe. Now, this is the role of an archetypal father figure, a protector figure, the strong archetypal father, the masculine role. Okay? So this is the imbalance toward the masculine, and that's coming from fatherly abandonment issues that go back and are buried down deep in the subconscious mind. Now, people may not even know they have these issues. They are not going to be just jumping out and screaming, hey, you have this, abandonment issue. This is a nested subconscious psychological traumatic circumstance that gets often buried and pushed deeper into the subconscious mind. So I'm going to be talking about this in depth on the show, okay, about this very important issue of psychological, emotional, and physical parental right. abandonment issues.
Hey, now, we're running out of time, Mark. Come back right on the end of the break, and let's give it a quick plug to tell people where you're going to be and some of that stuff, because they need to know that, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, man. Okay, good. Be right back, friends, on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is near them. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back, everybody. Steve Starr is writing in here for Bob Tuscan, and we've had Mark Passio on for about the past half hour. And before we kind of finish up with that, I want to make sure that you folks out there know where you can get this information. Of course, Mark will be back tomorrow here on RBN for 3 hours, filling this time slot, talking at length about what you've been hearing about right now. But Mark, before we forget, my friend, let us know about the conferences and your website and everything else that you're doing, and so folks can find out a little bit more about this.
Sure. Well, my website is whatonearthishappening.com. I highly recommend people go up there and check out my material. And also, I will be speaking in Asheville, North Carolina. I have an all-day seminar coming up in Asheville, North Carolina. I'm going to be talking about the deceptions of the New Age movement and how these are subtle spiritual teachings that have basically steered people down a path of what I would call a spiritual cul-de-sac. Okay, it's something that has taken people in a direction to get them to stand down. Now, not everything in the New Age movement is bad, okay? There are some truths that are spoken within it, but as a religion in general, as a whole, the movement as a whole is acting as a religion to essentially get people not to take action and to stand down. So this seminar is called New Age BS and the Suppression of the Sacred Masculine. We hear so much about the sacred feminine principles within the human psyche and within the human personality. And don't get me wrong, the sacred feminine of the non-aggression principle very much does need to be awoken and respected. However, we also need to balance that with the sacred masculine, the knowledge that we have a right, we have an inherent right as human beings to defend ourselves from violence when we are accosted with violence. So both of those principles need to be in place. So I'll be talking on this New Age deception, and I'll be giving 15 different deceptions that the New Age movement in general propagates, and then I'll be correcting these subtle spiritual deceptions with streetwise spirituality, as I like to call it, correcting each one of these deceptions with a streetwise correction that I'll be giving people. So this is coming up on Saturday, March 22nd at the Lexington Avenue Brewery in Asheville, North Carolina. It's going to be an all-day event starting at 9 a.m. Doors will open at 9. I'll start shortly after that. And the advance tickets are only $7. You could check out my website, the news section. You could download the poster. There's all the details on how you can go about getting tickets. Advance tickets only $7, and at-the-door tickets only $10. So if you're in the Asheville area, or even if you're not and you want to come down and hear a great all-day seminar that's going to be packed full of very empowering information about this deception called the New Age movement, how we can be streetwise regarding a lot of the teachings that we hear, okay, and then really understand the deep spiritual teachings, the true corrections to these misguided teachings that we hear about in the New Age movement. If you're in the Asheville area, we'd love to see you come out. It's shaping up to look like a really great event, and the more people there, the better. It is also going to be filmed, and hopefully within, you know, maybe a month after the seminar, hopefully I will be able to get it up on my site as well and get it out there on YouTube. But for people who are in the Asheville area or can be, coming Saturday, March 22nd, all-day event, New Age BS and the Suppression of the Sacred Masculine Revisited. That's the next event that I have coming up. For people who are interested, whatonearthishappening.com is my website, and you can check me out here on RBN every Saturday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Steve, I want to thank you so much for bringing me on for these couple of segments and letting me preview my material.
Hey, my pleasure, of course, and we don't want to steal your thunder because you will be back here tomorrow night to talk at length about these things. Let me just ask another question or two, though.
Sure.
This almost sounds like it's passive aggression at the root, where you get the self-loathing that's developed at childhood. It almost seems like people are fighting back in this way. Does that fit into this whole idea?
I would say it's not necessarily fighting back. It's more like shutting down.
Right.
They're shut down, and they don't want to do the work because they've convinced themselves that they're too weak to do it. They've convinced themselves that they're not worthy of real freedom. See, that's the state humanity's really in when it comes down to it at a very deep subconscious level, that we don't feel that we should be free human beings and that our rights should be respected, because deep down inside, human beings have issues of self-loathing that are brought on by these parental abandonment issues that many of us don't even know that we are suffering from. We don't even know that we have them. They're so buried in the subconscious mind, and we're so afraid of the issues that are going to be drudged up by even delving into this material, into this subconscious material, that most people never even begin to do that work. And so they're in a state of complete psychological shutdown, and that has stunted their evolutionary development in consciousness, and their psychological development is stunted as a result. So until we understand that these issues are even present, and then we decide to make the willful effort, because we feel we have to develop some level, modicum of self-respect and feel we are worthy, and we do want real freedom, and we don't want to be tread on, and we don't want to be stepped all over and have our rights trampled, then we have to go into those issues. We have to work with that shadow material, bring it out of the subconscious by an act of our will, confront it, deal with it, heal it, and that's when we're going to be making real progress as a species, when we are willing to do that psychological work upon ourselves.
Excellent. It's another illustration of, you can't know where you're going unless you know where you've been, and if there are things in your basic childhood psychological makeup, as you said, this self-loathing that you're not even aware of, it's going to affect your attitudes and your outcomes, and it's affecting the entire society right now because we have people shutting down, and that is a serious issue right now, as you've so poignantly pointed out. You know, I'm just going to say one more time, okay, the seminar is coming up on Saturday, March 22nd in Nashville.
Asheville. That's right. Asheville, North Carolina.
And they get to it by going to your website again, right? Or they can find out more.
LoneEarthIsHappening.com/news. You could check that site out. That's my news section of my website. The poster is right there at the top of the news section. All the details are on the poster.
Okay, good enough. And you will also be here on RBN tomorrow night at the same time, same station, doing your show, which is quite elaborate. You said earlier that you went through some of this yourself. Are you going to share a little bit about that, how you actually came to grips with this in your own life?
I am going to give a case study. I am going to break down and do a case study on the air of a famous person who is now no longer with us. He is deceased. I'm not going to tell you who that is. I'll bring it up on the show tomorrow. You'll have to listen to find out, to delve into his psychological parental abandonment issues. And I will also briefly talk about my own parental abandonment issues on the show tomorrow night. Maybe I'll get into that deeper in future shows, but I'll briefly be breaking that down tomorrow on the show as well.
Right. And so much of this is empowering these movements like the New Age movement. It all ties together, friends. I mean, I mentioned before earlier, and of course, you know, I get back on the politics issues, Mark, but I'm asking these questions why the Republicans are ignoring the problems with our government right now. And I know they're part of the problem, obviously. I mean, we go back to 9/11 and George W. Bush. But the situation is, I called my congressman today trying to find out, how are you letting this happen? Why are we antagonizing a difficult situation here, which could envelop into a very large world war conflict with a former ally? Well, there's bigger problems than that, of course, and there's design by these people. But obviously, there are folks who are not taking responsibility in the Republican Party or in the Democratic Party, really, either. All of us as Americans are avoiding these kinds of things. I'm just using that as an illustration, Mark, to kind of say that this has ramifications on things that are very big. I will encourage you to listen to Mark's show tomorrow night then, and I appreciate, Mark, you coming by and giving us a little bit of a teaser. I'm going to be listening. You can also get the archives from RBN, of course, and you can visit Mark's website. He's going to be doing these things very systematically and regularly on RBN. So, excellent. Absolutely, man. I appreciate it.
Steve, thank you so much for allowing me to come on and, like I said, give people a little teaser for what's to come tomorrow evening.
Right. Well, it's going to be good, and I'm going to be listening. You know, I'm going to try to tune in and get to some of that Saturday nights. I got some things going on, but I will get the archives and stuff like that, and I hope to see a lot of this, you know, at your conferences up on your website as well, buddy.
Great.
So, yeah, there's so much we could talk about. I mean, last time you talked about the four pillars of Satanism, and I've got them written down here, man, because I take notes when Mark talks because I then have references here because it's just systematic stuff. You know, you listed number one, service to self or ego. Number two, moral relativism, right, where people begin to justify whatever they're doing because they relate or break down into situational ethics, if you like. Third, social Darwinism, okay, survival of the fittest. And then finally, we end up in the ugly situation of eugenics. See, I took notes last time you were talking, Mark. So
that's great.
Hey, all right, buddy, appreciate it. Well, hopefully people will be listening tomorrow night. Thanks. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Steve Starrs finishing up the last bit of the Bob Tuscan Show tonight. I want to thank Manny, our producer, and everybody, Mark Passio, for coming on for a little bit to tease his program tomorrow night right here on RBN. You'll be able to hear the rest of that. And he really does break these things down in a logical sequence. If you listen very carefully, you learn a lot. I've known people that are like this. I mean, I guess we're all a little bit like this. I have, you know, some people that I know that I like very much or I love as friends. But I can tell you they are angry people way down inside. And there may be these parental abandonment issues that lead to a self-loathing that eventually create a childlike avoidance of responsibility and growth in adulthood that becomes an adult aversion to responsibility, and finally, they're in the stage of willful ignorance, where you talk to them about things like 9/11 or chemtrails or genetically modified foods or election fraud or the dangers of what's happening with the banks stealing all this money and the elite running things. And you realize we got a human race that's like that. I mean, you got about 80%. And what Mark was talking about, which is so interesting, is that unless we really understand the human psyche in some of these situations, and you hear it all the time, especially from those of us in the, you know, the Patriot Truth Movement, if you call it that, those of us who are talking about the realities of what's happening politically, we always question, you know, I don't understand why people are so dumb. Why don't the sheep respond? Why don't people think outside the sheep mentality that they have? Why are they running crazy like lemmings? Why are they afraid of challenging information or challenging authority? Why are they looking for government to take care of them or government to protect them? You know, I mean, these are the kinds of issues that Mark will be talking about tomorrow night on his show right here on RBN. Same time, same station on Saturday nights. Mark Passio, right here on RBM. Hey, I wanted to get to a story. We're hoping to get our friend Rex Brocky to comment on this because he knows a lot about Bitcoin. But I wanted to finish up with this. I don't know if you've probably heard this or not. This story is by Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars, March 7th, 2014. Alleged Bitcoin founder did classified work for the U.S. military. And before I read the story, I'll just say that I've been following comments for a long time. People have been saying things to the effect of, Bitcoin has back doors that the NSA can break through and hack the encoding on. Now, it's also safe and fair to say that there are other cyber currencies, okay, that are out there, crypto cyber currencies, if you like, that are even more safe and more, that are better designed than Bitcoin is itself. And some of those are like Kryptonite, Litecoin. There's a thing called Aurora Coin, I think, that they're starting in Iceland, of all places, because, you know, the Icelanders are fed up with the banks. I mean, they didn't bail them out. They threw them in jail. You know, they came after these guys. So Iceland remains one of the only places on Earth right now that has common sense about dealing with these thieves. But the whole point is simply this, that I'm not down on cryptocurrencies at all. I think they may provide an alternative currency to the system that we have right now. And it's just like trading anything, baseball cards, Picasso paintings, Lamborghinis, things that people value, they can set their own price at and change and exchange as they like. But I want to get to this story. The guy's name is Satoshi Nakamoto. Okay, he is the alleged Bitcoin founder who was outed yesterday by Newsweek. He has also done classified work for the U.S. military and major corporations, a fact that will sit uncomfortably with many Bitcoin proponents should it be confirmed that Nakamoto is indeed the father of the cryptocurrency. Well, after Newsweek's Leah McGrath Goodman tracked Nakamoto down to a humble home in Los Angeles' San Gabriel foothills. Okay, well, you would wonder if he was Bitcoin's founder, why he has a humble home in Los Angeles' San Gabriel foothills. Well, she was apparently able to verify his role as the founder of Bitcoin when Nakamoto remarked, quote, "I am no longer involved in that, and I cannot discuss it. It's been turned over to other people. They're in charge of it now. I am no longer having any connection. I have no longer any connection," he says, "with Bitcoin." Okay. However, after a scrum of journalists later descended on Nakamoto, he immediately backpedaled, telling the Associated Press, quote, "It sounded like I was involved before with Bitcoin and looked like I'm not involved now. That's not what I meant. I want to clarify that." McGrath's profile of the 64-year-old Japanese-American man portrays him as a highly secretive individual with a murky past. Now, here's his brother, Arthur Nakamoto, talking. "My brother is a complete..." Beep, 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 beep. That was his brother's quote. "What you don't know about him is that he's worked on classified stuff. His life was a complete blank for a while. You're not going to be able to get to him. He'll deny everything. He'll never admit to starting Bitcoin," said Nakamoto's younger brother, Arthur Nakamoto. I guess his brother doesn't like him too well. Anyway, back to the story. Nakamoto did classified work for major corporations in the U.S. military, according to the report, including Hughes Aircraft, now part of Raytheon, as well as classified electronics and communications work for what is now L3 Communications. Nakamoto also did secretive work for the FAA immediately after the 9/11 attacks. Did he act alone, or was he working for the federal government? Bitcoin has been linked to everything from the National Security Agency to the International Monetary Fund, asks McGrath. While Nakamoto's close ties with government and military contradict his libertarian political beliefs, which, according to his daughter, centered around being very wary of the government, taxes, and people who are in charge. Well, whatever the truth behind Nakamoto's history, his background in working on classified projects for the military-industrial complex will only make those who believe Bitcoin is some kind of a Trojan horse or a global one-world currency even more nervous. Okay, so we were going to have Rex to tell us a little bit about this. He's been following the story. Is Satoshi Nakamoto, the alleged Bitcoin founder, actually involved with the NSA, with all kinds of secret classified computer operations and things like that? And people have pointed out that they believe for a long time that Bitcoin could be hacked. And we know that there was a huge amount of monetary value lifted out of Bitcoin accounts from the Mt. Gox Exchange Center just recently. So maybe it all leads back to Satoshi Nakamoto, or maybe Satoshi has some answers. I don't know, friends. We'll just have to keep following it. Remember, we've covered a lot about Bitcoin here. I can say good things and bad. I do like cryptocurrencies. I'm not sure Bitcoin is the one that I would want to get too involved in. I looked at it myself. More interested in maybe Litecoin or Kryptonite or Aurora Coin or some of these others that are out there. The key thing is there are better systems that are more tight and secured and have a far, far better cryptocurrency encoding system than Bitcoin. And that's been known and admitted, accepted, and even explored and investigated and explained by a lot of people. Rex Brocky will probably be joining us sometime in the near future to give us a little bit more insight and some investigation and a report about this story concerning Satoshi Nakamoto and his connections, okay? So we'll be doing that on the Bob Tuscan Show. Now, we'll be back next Monday. I join Bob Monday, Wednesday, and Friday nights here on his show. Monday through Friday, Bob Tuscan Show runs right here on RBN. We're glad to have all of you along from, let's start from the East Coast. We start at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Mountain, 7 o'clock Pacific, and I don't know what time we start out in Hawaii, but we're on out there too. All over the internet, we have people calling from all over the world sometimes, especially love our Canadian friends, our friends from Costa Rica, even from Ireland, we hear from them, from an Ireland, all right. But anyhow, it's been the Bob Tuscan Show, and it has been real, it's been fun, it's been real fun. We've had a good time. Thanks to Manny, our producer. Thanks to all of you who are listening. Stay tuned to RBN. We will be back next week. Mark Passio on tomorrow night, this time, this station. See you all. Have a good weekend. Out of town.
Another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.